are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brush strokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the peace of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical, I am is behind it all.
What's up, people? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration.
Read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink.
He sits in lotus
all night without a wink of sleep.
He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on the existing all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him. He abides inside the nothing. And bliss all through apt existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up.
What's up, people? Yes! Now we got the vibrations running in the studio. When I look up, you should see the colors that I'm seeing. There's biophoton emissions everywhere. There's sparkling. I see sparkles. I see blues. I see greens. I see hella golds. Got some good vibes feeling today. I want to thank you, Brother Chances. Abide with total presence. Beautiful. As you know, that is our brother. Chances are good. Make sure to check him out at chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. That was the song Who Am I off the album Boomerangs. What's going on, people? I'm your host, Davey. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And what do we mean by that? This show is based around making you feel the best possible way that you can feel through your thoughts, through your ability to bring yourself up and realize that you can do and be and accomplish and experience anything, anything that you want, anything in the entire universe that you desire, you can do so. Right? It is up to you. Today we're going to be talking about something very, very interesting. We're going to be approaching the way that we do things a little bit differently, right? Now, every single day, we're constantly reacting. We're constantly seeing something and reacting to it or commenting on it, or it's affecting us in a way where we have a relationship to it, whatever it may be. It is something. It's a reaction. It's what we're doing. We're driving. I always use that example. We're in traffic. We're reacting to the cars around us. We are at work. We're reacting to the phones that's ringing at our desk, right? So, we want to do something. We want to go to meet a girl or meet a guy. We are reacting off of a certain impulse in our brains that tell us that we want to go and do that. For example, you are you're an Olympic athlete, right? We're going to be talking about that today as well. And you've been training so hard and you want to win. You want to win. You want to win. You want to win, right? So you're reacting to your impulse, right? Well, today we're going to be talking about lining up before delivering an action. So, vibrationally lining up with whatever it is you're attempting to do, and then putting the action part behind it. Instead of reacting, we're going to deliberately create our vibration. We are going to deliberately create our intention before we just go and act, right? We're going to be hitting a few key points today. Also, along with that, the partial inspiration for today's show was, you know, I'm a big fan of the Olympics, right? Who isn't? People training their entire lives to meet an ultimate goal of pushing their body to the limits. That's awesome. That is so cool. And somehow, almost every year, somebody seems to break the limits of, you know, the previous 4 years, displays. So what does this tell us? That there's always room for improvement. The body is always getting better. The body is always gaining more momentum. The body is always willing to expand. But are you up to speed with that expansion? Also, we have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us in just a little bit later in the show, probably within the next 10 minutes. We have Dr. Michelle. You make sure you check her out on the couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on LATalkRadio.com, channel 1. Can't miss her. She's so awesome. She's just too great. She's actually a one of the top 50 frontier for internet radio broadcast stations. So if you haven't already heard of her, make sure that you check her out. We're going to be having her on the air with us today. So we're looking forward to that. She always has great insight for us, always has something great to say. So what I want to kind of push the ball off the mountain with, and then we'll get it rolling, is the Olympics. So, the Olympics, these people, they train so hard, they dedicate their entire human experiences, their entire lives, they dedicate to this one sport, right? Or at least this one event every 4 years. So, that's, you know, that's everything you've got. That's your life, that's your passion, that's your love. If you notice, almost each and every single one of the athletes has, now, okay, so here we go. So whether it's snowboarding, whether it's figure skating, whether it's couples figure skating, whether it's, whatever, skiing, free jumping, no matter what it is, you will find that most of the athletes, right before they're about to perform their stunt, or right before they're about to do their run, perform their run, they have a mantra. They say something to themselves, or they do something with their hands, or they put some symbol on their bodies, whether it be a cross, or whether it be a star, or whether it be just praying, just putting their hands together, or sometimes you'll see them hit the top of their helmets or something, right? These are all mantras, right? These are all things that we do vibrationally before the action. These are all things that we do to line up with the action part. The action part's already in place. The action part is you just doing what your body knows how to do, right? It's the lining up with it that really defines how that action part is going to play out. You know, the Olympic athlete that goes, you know, into the Olympics, each and every single one of them have the opportunity for gold. Each and every one of them. Sure, maybe some have more training than others and, you know, some are tighter than others or faster, whatever. But when it really comes down to it, everybody, for the most part, or at least the top three, four, five guys, all have the greatest chance, all have the exact same opportunity to win the gold. The guy who does, though, or the girl who does, is the person that lined up with it the best. The person that gets the gold is the person that believed in themselves more than anybody else believed in themselves. Right? Right? That's why the outcome is the outcome. That's why they got the gold, because the momentum was tipping in their favor. Because on a vibrational plane, before it was ever in the physical, there was more momentum going in that person's direction for that person to get the gold than anything else. And guess what? There was more momentum for the person that got silver. There was more momentum than anybody else for that person to get silver. And same with bronze, same with fourth, same with fifth, same with last. Right? So that's what I'm telling you guys to do, is to line up with the action part of it before displaying the action. Say your mantras, right? And you don't need to be an Olympic athlete to say a mantra. You don't need to be going out for the gold, you know, to say a little prayer for yourself, to line up with some energy to make you feel better before you take the action, you know? It's a really interesting thing if you actually allow yourself to think about it, right? Because we're so used to just acting. We just do action. We act. We just do action. We're at work. Somebody tells us to do something. Okay. We don't even question it. Yeah, sure, we'll do it. Your boss says, you know, do that. Office space. I need those TPS reports. Okay, right? Such a great movie. So that's my point, you know, you're just, okay. But no. Let's not just okay it anymore. Let's line up with it, right? Someone tells you to do something, and you know what you say to yourself? Because you don't necessarily, maybe you could say this to someone that asks you to do something, but at work and, you know, so some of these things you just want to keep to yourself, right? You're the only one that matters to really know what you're telling yourself, right? You don't need to tell somebody else what you're telling yourself to make you feel good. So right when somebody asks you to do something, maybe say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do this with the sole intent of finding the greatest possible joy I can out of it. So no matter if this is something that at first I didn't want to do, I'm going to convince myself, right? What are we doing? We're lining up with it. And when you line up with it, that means that everything else that comes after that and outside of that will be in alignment versus you approaching something that you don't want to do as just, screw this. I don't want to do it. This sucks, right? Guys, people, we're talking about just feeling better. That's it. We're talking about guaranteeing that you experience what you deliberately intended to experience. Really interesting stuff, guys. Really interesting stuff, right? What I'm saying is, if you feel better about doing something before you do it, it will turn out better than if you don't feel as aligned with something before you're going to do it, right? It's all perspective. We are so blessed to have the one and only Dr. Michelle on the air with us. How you doing, Doc?
I'm great today, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I sure appreciate it.
No, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really can't thank you enough for spreading your positive high vibrations with us in the Vibration Station today.
It's my pleasure.
So, Doc, the reason why I asked you to join me in the studio today is because I think that this is in a, well, you're not in the studio. Well, you are in the studio. You know what? Your energy is in the studio with us. We're mixing and molding, Doc. So
there you go.
So the reason why I thought it was really important that you shared this time with us in the studio today is because what we're talking about is something that people, I feel like, neglect. People do not take into consideration the importance of lining up with something before taking the action to execute it. Right?
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I want you on the show, Doc, is because you, number one, have such a way with words. You have such a way with people getting a point across to them. And you also have the knowledge to back exactly what I'm trying to get the collective to understand.
So, thank you.
Well, it's true. It's true. So I want to talk about one thing, and then I want to get your feedback from this, all right? I was just talking about, as I'm sure you're familiar with, I was just talking about, you know, in the Olympic Games, these people, they train their entire lives for this one event. Do you know what I'm saying? And this one event only comes once every 4 years, and it only lasts about 2 minutes.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Whether it be, you know, whether it be figure skating, whether it be snowboard, you know, people train for years and years and years for literally a 2 minute set. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
If you notice, Doc, right before most of the athletes, not every single one, but I'm going to say a good amount of them. And if you notice, I at least I noticed, and maybe there is some correlation here, most of the people that placed, most of the people that either won gold or second or third, said a mantra before their run. They said something to cue themselves up. They did something with their hands, like I said. You either see them close their eyes, they say a little prayer, they put their hands together, or they put a cross on their bodies, or a star, or whatever it might be. They do something vibrationally. They do something in their heads immediately before taking the action, right?
Sure.
So, Doc, what exactly on a mental level, like on an emotional level, like what is happening? What's going on to where that little mantra could actually make the difference between, you know, an amazing professional athlete getting the difference between first and last? Do you know what I'm saying? How is that? How are all these related?
Obviously, it's about skill and how long it's taken them to get where they're at, of course. But,
of course. You know, oh, without a doubt.
They're amazing. You know, most of these athletes have started when they were in elementary school with their sport. You know, I mean, that's just what we're seeing here. I mean, they've trained all their life for these moments. And so there's the skill, there's the practice, there's the years of coaching and preparing for this. But also what's very important is how the mind works to help these athletes.
Right.
So what we're seeing is everyone has, you know, their own rituals.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, whether it's wearing a talisman of some kind, Star of David, you mentioned a cross, whatever it is, and mantras. In other words, words we say or sentences we say that are going to help us and reassure us, whether they're said by our coaches or whether there's something that really applies to them individually.
Right.
It's all about sort of a lot of it, too, is, I don't mean to be negative, it's superstition. And that's a very powerful thing when it comes to, you know, really helping us believe that we can do it.
Totally.
You know, lots of rituals.
Absolutely. And
they'll help us.
I'm sorry, go on, Doc.
There are rituals that we believe that will help us.
Right.
So whether it's a mantra, whether it's wearing something, particular piece of jewelry, whether it's saying a prayer, quoting something, or whatever it is that we believe, that they believe as athletes, will help them. It will help them more. So this is what a lot of studies have shown, that it's not, of course, only skill physically, but it's belief about
Absolutely.
Their power.
Absolutely. And if you think about this correlation as well, you know, the only unit of the body that is controlling the athlete's ability to perform those actions is the brain, right?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
if the brain is controlling the athlete's ability to perform the actions, and the brain simultaneously is controlling the athlete's ability to feel confident about performing those actions, then mm-hmm. wouldn't there be a direct correlation between the athlete's state of being and the athlete's performance, you know?
Absolutely. It's
right.
the mind-body connection. You know, this is a really old study of
Absolutely.
The mind-body connection.
Absolutely.
This has been going on. You can read ancient writings, centuries.
Totally. Oh, absolutely. That's Doc. That's what the vibration station. We're retro. You know what I mean? We're repping
right.
stuff from the ancient days, from our ancient ancestors. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. I
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is I started really studying this when I was in my first year. I won't tell you how many years ago of college.
You're so funny,
Doc.
Because
I was interested, of course, in psychology. I was taking psychology. And in my first year in my bachelor's program, I remember reading a book called Psycho-Cybernetics.
Okay.
Now, this book came out in the 70s. And basically what it is how our minds, when we sit in imagery, when we sit in belief, when we image things in our minds, we can create those things. The book dealt a lot with athletes, and it had studies in it about how, particularly, and it was about the Olympics, a lot of athletes would practice, you know, physically with their coaches.
Yes.
And then what they'd do is they'd go into a relaxed state and visualize their routines.
Right.
And then they visualize. And within that sitting and visualizing and closing their eyes, their routines, they also have their muscles pulse. They'd be actually feeling the feeling
yes.
that it takes when they're sitting there visualizing
yes.
through their muscles, what's going to be happening for them to. For instance, this book was dealing with a lot of the Summer Olympics, so they were gymnasts.
Okay, interesting.
That were featured in this study. And there were these gymnasts who worked out on all the different venues of the Olympics in gymnastics, but one in particular talked about the uneven parallel bars.
Okay.
And those are very difficult.
Mm.
And it had this male athlete in this one study talk about how he, you know, used his muscles and visualized his whole program, and over and over and over. It was muscle memory, almost.
Wow.
But how he saw himself making a perfect landing, making a perfect 360 and catching the next bar, he went through this over and over and over, physically, in his practice with his coach, and mentally.
Yes.
And the group of people who used what they called this psycho-cybernetics technique, most of them did excellent in their scoring.
Yes.
And so it's really proven in a lot of studies like this one in this book that when we combine, of course, our action that we take and our practice, and it's just like whatever we learn, and practice and practice and practice, but also take ourselves away from that physical practice and go into our minds and see it happening.
Yeah.
Then it really adds that double chance of winning.
Absolutely.
And doing well and not making mistakes.
And you know what, Doc? That's exactly my definition of lining up with it, you know? And as you know, we do, we talk about a lot of Abraham teachings, right?
Yeah.
As just simply to let people understand that they can feel amazing. You know, that's
yeah.
what it's all about.
Yeah.
And in some of the teachings of Abraham, Abraham explains that action without alignment is puny at best. That's what she says. She goes, action without alignment is puny at best. She goes, action with alignment is unstoppable. She goes, if you, right? Now, we all need to remember the point of attraction, right? We all need to remember that we are constantly experiencing our point of attraction, right? Wherever you are now is a perfect mathematical equation, is a perfect product of your thinking, right? Of where you are.
Yeah.
That's what you're experiencing. That's the whole idea. So if you feel good about an action that you know that you're going to take, if you line up with it, just like you just said, Doc, visualization. When you visualize that perfect landing, when you visualize pulling into a parking lot and the first thought that you think is getting the best spot, you know, when you visualize just pulling in and there being a spot waiting for you, or, you know, right when you pull in, somebody's pulling out and you're next in line, you know, When you visualize these things, you magnetically attract to them. You magnetically pull them towards you, and the closer that you emotionally feel to that, the closer the actual reality of an experience will be, right? So that's why when muscle memory, you know, that's why when these athletes can do it physically and then not do it physically, and then visualize it mentally and feel what it feels like to land that and to see it and to, you know, that's just assuring their ability to control their bodies. That's it. You know?
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
And it's an extremely powerful thing. Doc, I want to move on to one more point with you. So for the first half of the show, we were talking about lining up with energy and then doing the action. Feeling good about it and then doing it. If you don't feel good about it, if you don't feel good about it, don't do it yet. Only do it when you've taken the time and taken the energy to really line the energy up. Because until you do that, it ain't going to manifest in the way that you want. It's going to manifest how you're feeling. If you feel good, act on it. If you don't, take the momentum to line it up first and then act on it. It doesn't mean you can't act on it. It's not like, oh, I don't feel good about this. Every time I think about it, I just feel bad. I can't act on it. I can't do it because then I'm going to attract something bad. No. You can always just change the way that you feel about something. If you don't feel good about it, take it and convince yourself. Find reasons to feel good. Why? Because I want to. That's it. It feels better to feel good. Line up with it and then do it. So there's that. Thanks, Doc. We're going to move on. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is very related, but very different. So first, we're going from lining up and then taking the action. Now we're talking about going from, Doc, believing to knowing.
Yes.
Making that jump from believing in yourself, believing you can do something, believing that your momentum is in the right place, to knowing that your momentum is in the right place, and completely 150% trusting in the universe's ability to cradle you, and knowing that it will bring you exactly to where you want to be, whether it may not seem like it, whether it may seem like it or not. You know?
Yes.
So, Doc, how can we assure in somebody that, how can we make that transition in a person? What type of things could we say to a person? What type of things are we right now gonna say to the collective to really allow them to shift from believing in something and wanting to know something to absolutely knowing it and absolutely trusting in it without having to see 100% physical proof, right? That's the jump. How do you know something without having it in front of your eyes?
That's a great question, and it's a very difficult answer.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
I think the first word that comes to me is faith.
Okay,
you know,
I like
no
that.
Matter what, for generally speaking for everyone, we have to have faith. We have to have a belief.
Yes.
I mean, it depends on what we're talking about also in terms of what we want. I think faith is really important. And, you know, you have certain levels. You have wanting, and then you have desire, wanting, and then you have hope and faith.
Yes.
You know, faith in that it's going to happen in some way. It's going to happen, you know, and I also think that there's a lot of elements that have to come into play as well as working in action on the outside world.
Yes.
To make things happen as well. So you can't sit in your room and meditate on winning the lottery.
Without buying a ticket.
Without buying a ticket.
Exactly. But check this out. You can sit in your room and meditate and feel super confident and find every single reason why you deserve to win the lottery. And even if you don't win the lottery, find every single reason why you still won, because you won because you just lined up with something. You won one way or another. See, that's how you win the lottery, is you go into it having the money not be is what you're winning. You're winning an experience. Whether you win the money or not, you're winning the fun experience of going and playing a game with the collective consciousness, right? So you can sit down, line up with that, and say, you know what? This is really going to be fun. And then go and hope, you know, and say, you know, I'm going to win no matter what. And if the money comes with it, that's badass. If it doesn't come with it, that's okay. You know what I mean? You can feel good about it and then go buy a ticket. But if you just sit there and think about buying a ticket without actually buying a ticket, chances are one isn't going to just fly to your doorstep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Although, if you really, 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 really wanted to manifest it and really, 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 really didn't want to leave your house and you really, 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 really lined up with it enough to get enough momentum in your time-space reality, you totally could deliver. That totally could deliver. You totally, if you really wanted to, could manifest and line up having a lottery ticket fly to your front door. Will it be the winning one? I don't know. Can you really, 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 really line up with that one? Yes, but that's going to take some serious alignment. You got to practice Gandhi style. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Gandhi style doesn't need $250 million.
Right.
Sorry.
But I think you're talking about, you know, some important concepts in that, you know, how do we cross the bridge into making happen what we want in our lives?
Right.
And you come from a very spiritual kind of, you know, more of a new agey place than I do, because I'm, you know, in this whole academia thing. I'm in this whole, well, what's worked and what studies show.
Well, they're related. They're absolutely related.
That kind of thing, you know, so I would say to make a transition to just knowing something's going to happen, I mean, it is belief, it's hope, it's faith, but you have to be okay about doing the best you can do out there in the world. You want a certain kind of job. Let's bring it down from a lottery ticket win. Let's go to, you want a certain type of job really bad.
Exactly.
You've been wanting a certain type of job. There's so many different employers out there who could hire you for a particular type of job that you're looking for. But I think the point that I'm making is that you have to realistically have the qualifications for this particular type of job. You have to tailor your interviewing skills. You have to start putting resumes out there. You have to do all those things you have to do, you know, to get this type of job.
Yes.
And also you have to have, I think a part of it is belief and hope. And
totally.
There's a certain knowing that you're going to get it because you've been working on it a long time in your mind and in your preparation in the world, you know, to get whatever type of position or whatever you would like and not give up.
Absolutely.
And keep working on it and keep knowing that it's going to come from the right place, from the right person. And when you take 10 interviews, let's say, for a particular type of job you want and you get no callbacks,
right,
you can't say, oh, I wasn't meant to do this and
right.
I'm going to give up.
Right.
I mean, you can, but if you have the faith and hope and determination, this is how people usually have happier lives, because they haven't given up.
Exactly.
They keep working out there to get something they want. And sooner or later, if we really do keep trying and have in our minds the hope, the thoughts, you know, imagining ourselves in the work environment, imagining, it helps with belief and knowing. And
right.
we will get it eventually. It's just a matter of hanging in there. And knowing and not beating ourselves up for not getting the other job.
Exactly.
That's a big component of it as well.
Exactly.
When we start beating ourselves up mentally and saying, oh, I guess I wasn't smart enough or good enough, or I guess I just didn't have what it takes, you know.
That's when we start.
That doesn't help either.
Right, right. That's
you talk about resistant thinking on your show. You know, I've heard you talk about
resistant thinking. I do indeed. Yeah.
Self-defeating thoughts. And I think the more we have resistant thinking, which is, I'm not good enough, or they won't like me, or, you know, all those little insecurities we all carry around, but we don't see the results out there yet, then we start saying, I wasn't good enough, I wasn't this enough, I wasn't that. And I help patients who have this issue by saying, stop those thoughts.
Right.
Because you're creating in your mind already, you're setting yourself up for the next interview that you're
yes.
still a rejected person.
Yes.
So you carry that in, no matter how phony you try to act and charismatic in the next interview, you've
and
built yourself up inside with, oh, I haven't gotten a lot of job interviews
exactly.
and maybe they're not going to like me.
And
that.
And you could be the most perfect fit for the job when it comes to the knowledge. You could have all the knowledge in the world. You could be the best possible fit for this job. But if you don't allow yourself to feel that way, you will not
right.
get the job. It's as simple as that. You could have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't have the confidence that allows you to believe in yourself that you're worthy enough to get the job,
right.
then
right.
there, you are unemployable. You
right.
are not hireable.
Well, and that's right.
You know what I mean? You could go anywhere and you will not be hireable with that state of mind. You could have a degree from, you know, Harvard Law and all this and that, but dude, if you don't have the belief in yourself, you
right.
you know, that, and can I tell you why? The only reason, I feel like part of the only reason why, of course people go to school to get the education, and of course people go to school to get the knowledge, but have you ever thought about that maybe people also go to school to get the belief in their self that they can do this? Do you know what
of
I'm
course.
Saying? People go to school so they can feel confident. People go to school
sure.
so they can tell themselves that, well, I went to school and I did this, and if I can do that, then I can do this, right?
Right.
And then people think to themselves, well, everybody else that I'm going to be competing with in the workforce has gone to school, so I need, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's great. School's amazing. Oh, school's a great thing. School is an amazing thing. If you're passionate about it and you have a goal and you have a dream and you want to make it happen, and school's the avenue in which that's going to happen, dude, more power to you. That's amazing. That's a
right.
beautiful thing. Yeah.
I think a large part of why I hung in there and finished through my PhD program is because I had to prove it to myself that I could do it.
That's really cool.
I mean, I was passionate about psychology and wanted to be a psychologist or a therapist, but I decided not to stop at the master's level and become a marriage family therapist. I decided to power through to getting the PhD because I wanted to prove it to myself, and I wanted to get a lot more knowledge, too, about
right, of course.
how to help people. I
of
wanted
course.
To be on that, you know, that cutting-edge level where I could really, truly, you know, help, but also it helped me get into clinics and hospitals.
Right.
You know, work with people, and so it does. It's you know, education, as you said, is very important.
Totally.
But getting back to your point earlier, you're right. If you interview with someone and you are not showing confidence in yourself, employers pick it up. You
yes.
know, they feel if you have,
yes.
you know, some issues with your self-confidence or you show, you know, and, you know, employers who are used to hiring people are very savvy about body language and about the way people present themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On the other hand, if you come in with a little too much confidence, sometimes
yes.
you can come off very cocky.
Yes.
And people will not like you if
no.
you come off like you have a sense of entitlement.
Oh,
so
not at
there's
all.
A fine line.
Of course. And you don't want to overcompensate for your insecurity by coming off like you're like super cocky. Do you know? You don't want to think you're super cocky, right? There's a difference between knowing that you are a perfect fit and knowing that this is aligned and knowing that this is great and knowing that this is going to be such a fun experience versus knowing that I'm the shit and knowing that, oh, I can get this better than anybody else. Oh, I'm more qualified than anybody else in this room. Oh, I deserve this more than anybody. You see the difference? There's like, there's such a huge difference between, you know, well, I believe in myself. I know that this is meant for me. I know that this is going to feel so good when I get it. And if I don't get it, then that's okay too, because it's going to feel good. You know, so it's really fine tuning your knowingness and fine tuning your ability to feel as confident as you can in yourself. That's all.
Exactly.
That's how you bridge. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's how you bridge belief and desire. That's how you bridge belief to knowing. That's how you make that gap is you just gain that confidence and you just see examples that the universe shows you just to really live and let allow. Do you know? Just live and allow, live and allow, live and allow, live and allow. And then soon enough, you will start to gain that confidence. You will start to see, you will start to know that what you once believed, you now know.
Right.
You know?
Right, that's exactly right. And,
so,
you know, building the skills, getting educated, working your way up into a higher position, you know, these are all the things you need to do out there in the world.
Yes.
Action-oriented. But, again, you got to know that you can continue to do this and you know, keep it real. And that's when
yes.
it comes down to the interview for the job you want. You have to keep it real.
Totally.
Because people pick up on if you're insecure or you're overcompensating and trying to be too impressive.
Totally.
It's very uncomfortable for someone to watch you if you're coming off like, oh, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. Very uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
People kind of have a creepy feeling.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. And
so it's keeping it real. And how do we keep it real in an interview? Or creating something that we want and stepping up to the plate to it is we just have that confidence in ourselves. And how do we get that is we build it. We build it slowly and say, I want this. I worked on this. I am worthy, you know.
Yes, I am worthy.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's hard. It's a hard road sometimes because we all have insecurities.
Totally.
We all have self-doubt. We all have that. And it's normal.
It is. That's
it's not easy sometimes.
That's, you know, it's a part of being a human. It's part of the human experience is experiencing these levels of contrast to show us more
right.
that we don't need them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
we have them. We have them to grow. We have them, I believe, we have them to teach us that we can either use them or not. You know?
Yes.
One way or another, you can feel good whether you like it or not.
Oh, it's
like,
true.
You know, one way or another, you know, there's nothing you can do about infinitely feeling good. You, whether you just want to feel so bad, you can, but you know what? I'm sorry, but there's always going to be an opportunity to feel as great as you want to feel. You know,
well, that's true.
Regardless of what anybody says, but there's a war going on.
Yes.
Okay, so let's put some momentum into peace. Let's focus on peace.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we'll get some peace energy going on. Feel better, feel peaceful. Then yeah. then you won't see the war. Then you won't hear the, you know, sure, you'll hear about it, but you're going to notice that if you start vibrating to more peaceful frequencies, you will not experience anything but seeing more, you know, levels of peace, more explanation, more just like massive understandings of peace. That's just what you're going to see, you know? And the people that focus on the war and that are like, stop the war, stop the war, stop the war, they're putting all the, and the war is a metaphor for whatever it is that you're trying to stop, you know? Those, you know, and that's great. That's amazing. I'm a big believer in letting people know to stop, you know, fighting, stop the war. But I think that instead of saying stop the war, we should say bring the peace. Do you know? There's yeah. a shift momentum into don't focus on what you don't want. Put your momentum in what you do want. And then there's a better chance of that snowball gaining more and more. Because it's focused on where you want to be instead of we are where we don't want to be, and we're gonna resist what's in front of us. No. Let's just bring to the table what we do want, and we'll feel great.
Right. No, I agree.
That's what it's all about.
I don't agree with you. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Thanks, Doc. I try.
really makes a lot of sense. So,
well, it's just,
no, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. It is, you know, and in this world too, sometimes it's very negative. You know, we're exposed to media and the news and a lot of negative things. So we have to sort of climb our way out of that. Of course, we have to keep it real and acknowledge things that are going on in the world that are not too great. But we also have to keep our own sanity by having belief and faith and positive intentions and working.
Yes.
Working hard for it.
Yes. Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely. I really can't thank you enough for spreading your high vibration with us on the show today. You just
my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. You really do offer such a wonderful, wonderful array of knowledge and power to the table, and I really, really appreciate you for that.
Always my pleasure, David. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Doc. And just to let all the listeners know, if you are a fan of the Vibration Station, you will absolutely love On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. If you don't already, make sure to check her out every Friday, latalkradio.com, channel 1 at 11 in the a.m. Can't miss her. Love
Thanks
you
so much for that.
I love you so much, Doc. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, Dave.
Right.
Take care.
All right. You too. Bye. Oh, what a wonderful woman. Dr. Michelle, we love you to life. Each and every single one of us here at the Vibration Station sends each and every single one of you so much love and appreciation and light and joy and laughter. You know, guys, the only reason why we take our Sundays, come in the studio and talk to you is because we so, so truly believe and know that there is great love and great potential that is just knocking at our doors, knocking at your doors. And it's a matter of just people letting you know that it's there, people letting you know that someone's knocking, right? Maybe you're in the kitchen and you can't hear the front door knocking, but we're hanging out in your living room, and we hear the door, and we're just like, dudes, let's answer the door. There's some really great love and awesome opportunity of high vibration and happiness just always waiting for you. And we here at the Vibration Station love you beyond description. Truly, truly, we could not do what we do without you, and we would not be able to do what we do without you. You guys are so awesome. I also definitely want to remind you to check out chancesaregood.bandcamp.com. Such a high-vibrating individual, all about goodness and happiness and peace and love and high vibrations and everything that matters in this life. Oh, man. I'm your host, Davey. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on latalkradio.com.
You can email me if you would like, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We love you so much. Always, always aligning with your high vibrations and happiness. Thank you, guys. Love you. See you next Sunday. Peace.
For lightning lines with beautiful tones and songs that shine with fire in the heart, peace in the mind. Yeah, gonna shine this little light of mine. That's the least we could do for creative design.